the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
We are joined by this man, Adrian Barrich, the great one from Channel 7. 7 News and Mix 94.5's Dead Set Legends. Hi, mate.
Barra.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm excited about the finals. We've got so much happening at the new stadium now. It's just a sensational amount of things happening.
Well, that's what it was built for.
Sunday's the big one, the one day between Australia and England. And then, of course, the following Thursday, there'll be a semi-final between the Scorchers and somebody, which will be Thursday at 4:40 p.m. Mm-hmm. And they've lifted the cap. The cap has been lifted.
Yay! Now, this is exciting because it sort of put a bit of a, you know, like an anticlimax in the whole thing that they had to have a cap. But they've worked out a way.
They have. They were going to cap it at 40,000 because that footbridge that's going to carry 14 or 15,000 people per match isn't ready, which is just unbelievable when you think about it. So what they've said is, okay, the government said we'll cap it at 40,000 because it's peak hour during that, you know, that time of night on a Thursday. But now they said, no, we'll bring in special public transport facilities and we'll make sure everybody gets there and we'll give everyone a lot of encouragement to get there early, get there at 3 o'clock. It's a double header, in fact. The women are playing first at midday and then the men at 4:40. Mm-hmm. So there is a reason to go there. But now they're giving them other incentives as well.
What are the other incentives, Barra? I mean, what do you get an ice cream on the way in? Or
something like that, yeah.
It's not far off that.
Yeah.
You can get, I love the, Pete, you love this bit too, the prize packs hidden under the seats, you know what I mean?
What?
Thousands of people in there.
I love a treasure.
You look under your seat like you're in your MCing, and the first 15,000 will get a $10 food voucher, a free food voucher. The first 1,000 will get a stadium boundary tour, so they get to walk on the ground. There's a fan zone. And then after the match, because everyone can't get out straight away, the bars are going to stay open. You can hang around and do a selfie on the ground, player autographs, check out the drop-in pitch, which I'm sure you'd be very interested in, Lisa.
Of course. What does that mean?
Exactly. Why would I look at a bit of grass, Barra? I'll go home.
No, this is a wonderful idea. I mean, it's for most people, it'll be their first time there, and why not soak up a bit of that whole new smell atmosphere?
Yeah.
I think you guys have been there, and it's going to be a game changer.
No,
for the state.
We haven't been there, Barra.
We have not been invited yet.
I mean, you'd think, you know, Perth's only local live drive show in this state. They'd go, I'll get him through for a look. No, haven't been invited yet.
I'm going to take it upon myself to tee it up. Actually, Sunday when the one day is on, I think your producer's going to be out there. That's going to be monstrous.
Is it cricket? She'll be there.
She'll be there.
Yeah. 55,000 Australia v England, and They have a what's called a sideboard at either end, of course, so you can't have as many people. You can't have 60,000 because that takes out a bit of the ground. But everyone's extremely excited. Thursday for the Scorchers final, Thursday week, not great for you guys because it's 4:40 p.m. Not great for me because I'll be doing the news. But not great for WA, really, when you think about it. Who can, on a Thursday afternoon, head off to the stadium at 3 o'clock? Who has jobs like that?
Barra, you're really selling it to us, mate. That's nice.
I'm looking forward to the first concert there anyway. I think that's going to be my first out.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, he'll just absolutely brain them. But it's all about, Pete, what I was getting to there was it's all about 7:40 in the east, you know. They want it prime time in the east on the TV.
We
have to cop it at 4:40 instead of having it at 7:30, you know.
So, Eastern state.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, it's a different world. A lot of people will be able to get there at 3, none of us, but, you know, people work different shifts, people have different days off, so it's all part of the whole new world.
I will say to the rest of us, you know, I mean, look, if you're not going and you're not part of it, you're not particularly interested, just have a bit of decorum, a little bit of class, and just go, you know, I'm going to accept the fact this is happening today.
It might take me a little bit longer, a bit of delay,
but you know what? People are out there to enjoy it. They're not killing anybody by going to this thing. So let's all have a bit of patience and just let people enjoy the brand new stadium.
We're all always asking for more stuff going on. Well, this is, you know, it doesn't happen without a little bit of extra traffic and so on.
Well, that's right. And also, if you get there early, you can check out the precinct. There's a lot happening around the area as well. So maybe make it a real event for the family. The Marsh brothers will be back playing for the Scorchers, plus that Jai Richardson, who's been playing for Australia. Mm-hmm. But they lose Ashton Agar and also Andrew Tighe, who are playing for Australia. So they should be in a strong spot, though. There's a chance it could be a game against Brad Hogg, too. It could be the Renegades. So Imagine that, Hoggy against his old club back on off the stadium for the first time. Oh, I'll be
and not signing autographs. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Barra.
Thanks, Barra.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for checking in. All the best.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
All right, Lise.
Yes, hooray for Hollywood. We've been talking about being wham bam in the middle of award seasons. I know Nicole Kidman has had to build a whole new mantelpiece just to hold all her Big Little Lies awards.
Oh, right.
At least this time she can't be nominated for an Oscar because this is serious, just movies. But nominations for the 90th Academy Awards will be announced tomorrow early. So we'll have all of those tomorrow afternoon. And they look like Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, The Shape of Water, and Call Me By Your Name are going to clean up this year.
I think Kat, the producer's seen Three Billboards. She said really good things about it.
She raved about it. Well, yeah. I would be very surprised if Frances McDormand doesn't win the Oscar for best female actor. But today, the nominations are out for the 2018 Razzies, the Golden Raspberry Awards. These celebrate the worst in movies for the year. And Jennifer Lawrence has hit another career milestone today. Her first Razzie nomination. This girl has won an Oscar. What a difference a year makes.
Can I say, has the luster gone off Jennifer Lawrence lately? I don't know, because she had a shine about her around about the time that she won that Oscar, where she was untouchable.
Well, that was a great movie, yeah, and I mean, she'd come off the back of all the Hunger Games movies and all of that, which were very good to her.
She tripped over up the steps, and everyone's like, Jennifer.
It was the second time she did it, though, that people went, oh, no, you don't do it twice, okay. We're on to you now. No, she chose a dud this year to be in, the movie Mother. But she is up for Worst Actress. Up against, she's always in here, Katherine Heigl. We salute you. How many Razzie nominations is that now? I think it's probably time to let it go. That's for the movie Unforgettable. Evidently it is. Dakota Johnson for 50 Shades Darker. I think that little trilogy or whatever it is featured a few times in the Razzies. Some things are left better in print. Tyler Berry, Boo 2, A Madea Halloween.
What?
He's up for Best Actress.
What?
Emma Watson for The Circle. I was going to watch that. That's the Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Worst actor, Tom Cruise in The Mummy, up against Johnny Depp for Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Oh, man.
Jamie Dornan for 50 Shades Darker.
Well,
Zac Efron for Baywatch.
Mark Wahlberg
for Daddy's Home 2 and Transformers The Last Night.
Oh, geez, you can go in there for two, can you?
Russell Crowe has got an Oscar got a nomination for Worst Supporting Actor. That's for The Mummy.
Mm.
Mel Gibson for Daddy's Home 2. So if we don't have a showing at the Oscars, we are at least done at the Razzies. Worst Supporting Actress, I've got to stop saying Oscar, is Kim Basinger, 50 Shades Darker. The Mummy, Goldie Hawn, Susan Sarandon.
Not Goldie Hawn. Although that movie Snatched, that was with that comedian actress.
Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer, yeah it was that one. That was because Goldie Hawn hadn't been in anything for quite some time, and then she chose to come back in that one.
She'll always be Best in Private Benjamin. Now, Worst Screen Combo. This is one of the top Razzies of the night, and these are the nominees. Any combination of two characters, two sex toys, or two sexual positions in 50 Shades Darker. Any combination of two humans, two robots, or two explosions in Transformers. Any two obnoxious emojis in the Emoji Movie. Johnny Depp and his worn-out drunk routine. Or Tyler Perry and either the ratty old dress or worn-out wig in Boo 2, A Madea Halloween.
What do you reckon's got it?
Oh, 50 Shades Darker,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
Definitely.
It's the sex toys.
It's a ring in.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
It fell from the sky.
Yes, it did. It was meant to be.
And it was a big disappointment. Yes, a group of Indian villagers got very excited when a huge lump of meteor-looking stuff came crashing down with such force it created a 30-centimetre hole. They thought it was a meteor. They're all grabbing bits of it to take home, throwing it around, taking selfies. Turns out it was a giant lump of blue ice, which is aeroplane human waste.
Poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. 133353. We want to know what fell from the sky. Onisha in Midland. Hello.
What fell from the sky?
About 2 years ago, I had a massive lump of seagull poop while I was having fish and chips.
Oh, no.
It landed all over my fish and chips.
Oh!
You know what the worst part about that is? Like, I find when we have fish and chips, it's generally because you've been craving it all day.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, you've been looking forward to it all day. You find yourself a good place to go
first
and get it.
That smell hits you.
Oh, my goodness.
Gets everything going, and then that.
Yeah, I think I had like one chip before it came up.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Sorry to hear that, Anisha. That's tragedy. All right, we got Leah in Bullsbrook. Tell us about what fell from the sky.
Hi. We were watching the movie Up. Yeah. It literally just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And our dog started barking out the front yard and we ran out. And here is like a massive bunch of about 25 balloons falling in our front yard.
Oh. How bizarre.
As we were watching that exact movie. Like,
that's weird.
For those people who don't know what Up is, the significance is the guy attaches a heap of balloons to his house and floats off into the distance.
Yes.
Essentially. And there's some other bits and pieces as well.
Not to be confused with that Spanish family in America that pretended to do it a couple of years ago.
One more here from Linda in Beachborough. This one sounds a little bit dangerous.
Oh, it was. I'm lucky I'm here. It was terrifying.
What happened?
It was when I worked and lived in Sydney. I'd knocked off work for the day. It was a really wet and windy day and umbrella up and walking along to the train and from a skyscraper, just massive crash in front of me. I didn't see it coming. This massive ceramic pot, literally like one pace in front of me. And there was a guy who's about 3 paces ahead of me, just missed him too. Didn't land either side of us, it landed right between the two of us. And he just turned around shaking to me, going, did you drop that? He was stuttering. He was that shaken. I'm like, no, I was stuttering as well. I just sat on the train the whole way home just shaking. And it's still terrifying. I was just about wiped out. I was one step away from death.
It would have killed you.
Undoubtedly.
Oh,
Linda. You go home, you hug your family, you get yourself a nice steak on the way.
And a lotto ticket.
And a lotto ticket.
A big bottle of wine.
Yes, you earned it.
Linda, thanks for your call.
No worries. See ya. Thank you.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.